Earlier this year, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith announced they will begin to offer graduate degrees in the fall of 2015. As that campus continues to grow, earlier this week, UAFS said five new fields of study will soon become options for students and prospective students: certificates in robotics and sales, and degrees in international business, finance, and general studies. Ozarks at-large's Christina Thomas spoke with Georgia Hale, Interim Associate Provost for Academic Affairs and Dean of the School for Applied Science and Technology at UAFS. Christina began by asking about the first new program, a Certificate of Proficiency in Robotics, which refers to robots used in a manufacturing setting.
A lot of the jobs in manufacturing now are being done by machines, and we have to have someone who can program it to do whatever you want it to do. A lot of it is pick, place, or pack, but either way, it won't be doing the same item every time, so we have to be able to program it to do whatever the industry people need it to do. So we'll be training people to be able to program it. It will be basic enough that we're not training them to do a specific thing, but just training them to program it to do whatever it needs to do at the time.
You're programming something to do something, so there are computer skills that are involved.
Oh, it's technology-based, absolutely.
Yeah. How is the University of Arkansas Fort Smith able to do this?
Chancellor Barron was instrumental in helping us get funding to buy the robots because they're quite expensive. But we put together a proposal telling him the need in the state, in the region, and actually on a national level for technicians who can maintain and program robots for business purposes. And he took that proposal and got money at the state level to help purchase it, and also approached ABB with the same information, and they were instrumental in giving us two robots to go along with the ones that we had gotten funding from the state to purchase. And with that comes also training for the faculty who will be doing the teaching in the programs. So we have four faculty members whom we will send to Michigan during spring break and during the summer months to get certified to train in robotics.
You mentioned that there's a need regionally and in the state and nationally. What is that need?
Well, we did some research on it, and I found a source, several sources, but one said that in 1 month there were 6,000 jobs posted needing someone with robotics training, and that's on a national level. That was a national source that I looked at. And then we looked at the state just to see what industries in the state are using robotics, and we found that 25, 26 companies in Arkansas use ABB robotics exclusively, which means that there are others who probably use something besides ABB robotics. And we also looked at the companies that we do business with here in the region and found that we have 21 companies in the Fort Smith metropolitan area that uses some kind of robotics in their companies.
Well, I know that one of the other certificates that you'll begin to offer is in professional sales.
Right.
Is that something that you had heard from students and people that were interested in attending UAFS?
Well, actually, it was another one of those where we did some research and found that more than 50% of new college graduates, their first job is in sales. We looked at the people who had graduated from programs here at the university and found that a lot of our graduates, their first job right out of college is in sales. They'd probably be better at it if they had some training in professional sales, because a lot of people just go out and get sales jobs and don't really have any training in that area. And it's a service to the students, actually, where they can take the classes. And it's going to be offered in the College of Business, but it's not just for College of Business majors. It's just that the College of Business faculty were the ones who did the research on it. But it's for anybody, because they don't just hire business majors in these positions. It's any student with a college degree.
Well, I know when I graduated from college 10 years ago that a lot of people went into pharmaceutical sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you're a biology major. Maybe you're getting your degree in biology, but this professional sales, but these classes could help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, and it'll be an interactive, these will be interactive classes where they'll be videotaped, they'll get feedback, then they'll tape again and get more feedback to perfect their selling techniques. And then they'll also have a portfolio that they can take out with them when they go out and interview for these jobs. Mm-hmm.
Well, going back to my undergraduate degree, I know that you'll be offering three new degrees soon, and one of those is international business.
Right.
And my undergraduate degree is actually in international business from the University of Arkansas here in Fayetteville.
As long as we have students who are going to go to work in global businesses, I think that we can't have, if we have the business program, then the international business should be a part of it, if there's demand for it, and we do have a demand among our students here.
Well, I know global business is, it was growing 10 years ago, and it just continues to grow and grow.
And the thing about it is, businesses that some of our students will go to work for, they won't even realize that they're global in scope, because a lot of our small businesses will still do business with a larger business that has a global presence. So, and it gives them the opportunity to advance. They may start in a small business, but get recruited into a larger business. So they go with some background in dealing with international relationships.
I know that you'll start doing finance as well, but one that I'm interested in learning more about is a degree in general studies.
Yes. That and it's, if you know anything about interdisciplinary programs, that's what a lot of schools call them, where the students come out and they have a concentration of so many hours in two or three different areas, subject matter areas. For example, business may be one of them, and social sciences might be one of them. Those are two that we have as options for the students. And what we've done is we've put that one in place to accommodate students who try a major. For example, some students go to school saying, I'm going to be a doctor.
Right.
And then they take the freshman or the general ed classes and start getting into the major and realize they don't have the science background nor the math background to be a doctor, but they've accumulated a number of hours. And rather than leaving them kind of floundering, wondering what are they going to do now, this is an option for them. Not saying this is one that the only option, but it is an additional option for them so that they don't drop out or stop out or end up going someplace else when this is where they want to be.
Right. So not that those hours were wasted.
No, absolutely not.
But yeah, this just gives them, another route to go.
Right.
When can students and prospective students in the community expect to see these new options available?
They will be available in fall 2014.
All of them?
Mm-hmm. All of them will be.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Hale. I don't believe I have anything else.
Okay. All right. Thank you.